Welcome back to the Tool World Podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
Looking good today there, Mr. Ju.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, this week we're going to be taking a look at the in-out stepping.
What?
You know, when you're going from one stance to the next, you might be like a walking stance to an L stance to a walking stance. Different times that we use this, different variations that we have, and different times that we don't use it.
Right? That's right.
So let's start with when we first use it. Why do we need to do in-out stepping?
Okay. Well, I guess we should maybe back up that a little bit.
What in-out stepping is?
Yeah, I suppose. But really what I wanted to talk about really is the way we move our feet. So we have, you know, we have moving forward, mm-hmm. where we go in and out.
Yeah.
We have shifting and we have slipping and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And so what does in-out stepping really refer, because sometimes we do have that. Basically what we're talking about is we're moving our feet, mm-hmm. Whether it's forward or backwards. If we look at it from a fundamental point of view, it's the creation of sine wave. Mm-hmm. So if I'm in a walking stance and I'm moving forward, my feet would go in because it's kind of wide, and as you move forward, you kind of go naturally, you know, you just kind of relax, and it's coming in back to the shoulder line, and then it goes back out into the walking stance, and mm-hmm. that's your in-out stepping, basically,
right.
and that what creates our sine wave. And that could also be true, like when you're in a, let's say, walking stance, and you execute a technique into the L stance, mm-hmm. and so what you would actually do is it's the way your feet moves. But you're not really moving forward or backwards. I mean, you are in some ways, but not the same way as like when you're stepping mm-hmm. in that way. So if I was in a walking stance and I move into a right L stance, left walking stance to a right L stance, mm-hmm. I kind of go in and out. But I only do that when I want to create power, you see? Mm-hmm. And so that's when you actually want to use in-out stepping. When we don't need to create power, so that in-out stepping creates that sine wave, it's that body momentum. That's what in-out stepping helps create. But when we don't need power, so when do we not need power? A release would be a technique that we probably don't need that power per se, like striking mm-hmm. or blocking. What you're looking at is a release. So we don't have that in-out stepping. So that would also be very similar to like in Jungun, where you do a high side back fist strike, someone's grabbed your hand, and you slip. Right? Mm-hmm. You slip into the left walking stance to release. You don't go in and out because he's holding your arm. You're not going to bring your body back and then go forward mm-hmm. in order to do that. He's holding you there. So
right.
you slip that front foot into the walking stance, and so you don't have that in-out stepping. Mm-hmm. Another type of a technique is when we're grabbing someone's head. So let's say we're in a right L stance, like in Chung Mu. Mm-hmm. And you grab the head. You don't go in and then you thrust forward to
right.
grab the head. You just go from the L stance. And well, maybe I'll just talk a little bit about that, because you do actually kind of go in.
Yeah.
Not a lot. It's just that you don't go all the way back and then move forward, because that's like wanting to create power. So
right.
when you grab someone's head, you actually just slip forward to grab the head. But
right.
in that particular technique, we do have kind of an in-out stepping, because what you're actually doing, you're in a half-facing position, and you kind of come in a little bit. Now, the foot doesn't come like loaded. It doesn't load up. Mm-hmm. It just kind of comes back in to rebalance your position. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of go from an L stance, half-facing, full-facing, and then you move forward into the grab. And so mm-hmm. there is a slight in-out stepping in that case, mm-hmm. but not really a like what we just talked about, when
right.
we need power. So in-out stepping, basically to create power.
Okay, so there's two instances where you're actually going from a walking stance to an L stance. One being in Jungun, when you're in the double forearm block, into the punch.
Right.
Right. And then you also have one in Hwarang, where it's the low side block into the L stance with the reverse punch, right?
Right.
And so the difference is, number one, which hand is doing the attack.
Right.
And then number two, one has where the foot diagram goes in and then back out, like in Jungun. So you bring the left foot in and then left foot back out. Whereas in Hwarang, it just slips back.
Correct.
Right? And it doesn't show with any of the arrows that it actually comes back out, right? And so why do you think that is? And what's the difference between the two?
Let's go back and talk a little bit about Jungun, because you're in a high double forearm block and then you're supposed to slip the front foot, you know, in a walking stance, slipping into the L stance, and then you execute the forefist punch in a reverse forefist punch because you're in the right, in this case it was a right L stance, left walking stance, right L stance, so we punch with the left hand, so,
right.
So it's a reverse punch. So a little bit of debate on that, I think, because I've seen an instructor where they talk about they just slip the front foot back and execute the punch. And that is true on one of the foot diagram in the encyclopedia, but on the other foot diagram in the encyclopedia, you do see it go in and out. Okay, which one's correct? You know, it looks like there might be a little error and it's not consistent in the encyclopedia. But when you look at, and I learned it actually in and out. That's the way I learned the pattern.
Right.
And so when we go back and we look at some of the older videos that General Che worked on, specifically like the Comdo videos, or some people call it the legacy video, I guess. So when you watch that video, you'll see that the footwork that the person that does the pattern, I think it's Master Clint Norman, I'm not sure. Anyway, he looks like it goes in and out on that particular technique.
Right.
And so I would say it's in out and executing the punch. And it's to help create power in that way. So again, why do we go in and out? We kind of load it up and then we execute the punch. The idea behind just slipping it back is that you blocked and he's still approaching you and all you had a chance to do was just punch him. Okay, I can kind of buy that. I can kind of buy that idea. But it's not, again, it's not consistent with the other diagrams in encyclopedia. It's not consistent with the Comdo video. So
yeah.
It's whatever the instructor's teaching.
Yeah.
I think is what it is. But yeah. In my opinion, it's in and out, right? And regarding the Warong, you're in a walking stance and you slip back and execute the forefist punch. And I think that is very similar. You've executed a low side block and he's still approaching you, so you slip back, giving you some distance, and you're throwing that punch with a is basically an obverse forefist punch here in a right L stance and execute. And that was a good point you brought up. One is that it's punching with the left hand, the blocking hand. The other one is punching with the right hand. And that is a very valid and very good point that you brought up. And what is your thoughts on that? Thinking about that?
Well, because I think if you look at Huang, that the application of movement 21 actually has a picture diagram for it.
Right.
But it doesn't actually pertain to movement 20, which was the low side block.
Right.
So in 21, it shows that the person is sweeping kind of the leg, the front snap kick to the side, and then he's executing a punch to the back side of the ribs, right?
Oh, okay.
And so that person is actually, he's still not coming in, right? So you don't necessarily have to
Avoiding.
You're just pushing it back and then you're punching.
Right.
Just changing the distance based on the stance. For that. So that's kind of why I see that the difference of not having to pull it back in and then out is just because I moved the leg and I changed the distance to execute the technique.
Right. I think that was really interesting that you brought that up. Because of in that position in Jungun, you're blocking and then you're punching. That it's really hard to generate power to punch someone like that. You just come back and then punch, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that 1-inch punch.
Right.
And so you don't generate that kind of power, the kind of destruction power. Sometimes I think you kind of need that.
Right.
Whereas in Warong, when you slip back, it's the opposite hand, really, kind of like that backhand. And you can generate the power in that.
Right.
Without really having to go in and out.
That's right? Interesting.
And that's kind of what I was thinking about when you mentioned that, is how do we generate power in, you know, not to say you can't hurt somebody with a 1-inch punch, but
right.
If I want to really hurt somebody, I got to really wind it up a little bit.
Right. Interesting. Well, let us know you guys' thoughts on the in-out stepping, right? When do we use it, when we don't? As always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwon.